Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Mercury Midday News here on Radio UTD. I'm Kara Santucci.
And I'm Nitti Godke.
And we are here recording live from the Student Union in Richardson, Texas. If you would like to call in, our phone number is 972-883-6305, or I am Radio UTD on Skype, all one word. We do ask that you would only audio call in on Skype, though. Please don't video call us. We will not pick up. So how are you doing today, Nitti?
I'm okay. We're in the middle of a production cycle, so things are busy.
Yeah, and hopefully if we have a little bit of time, we're going to cut out a little early today, which is like probably going to be on time, considering we always run really late. But, yeah, today hopefully we'll get a little bit of time to talk about the paper coming out next Monday, but we're going to take a quick music break after some quick news. So here we go. The weather for today is a high of 67 with a low of 48 and sunny. Friday is a high of 72, low of 57, partly cloudy. Saturday, looking at 76 to 59, partly cloudy. And Sunday, about the same, 79 to 62, partly cloudy. So it looks pretty promising. I'm excited for the weekend. Excited to spend a lot of time indoors. This weekend. The Dow Jones is down 38.43 points. The NASDAQ is also down 17.87. If you're looking for some stuff to do this weekend, February 16th is today at 7:30 p.m. The men's b-ball team is playing Letourneau.
Yeah.
Letourneau, a French team.
Sure.
On February 18th, the women's basketball team is playing Texas Tyler at 1 p.m. And Miss Julie, our current UTD theater play is running from February 16th tonight to the 18th at 8 p.m. Believe it's free admission with a comic card. So check that out. And then read the review that we're writing on the play in our paper that comes out this Monday. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back for the break, we'll be talking mostly today about Sanctuary Cities, the Senate bill going to the floor. But for now, on a lighter note, this is Magnificent She Says by Elbow from their new album, Little Fictions.
Growing both around. Hi, I'm Miriam Percival, and I'm the news editor at The Mercury, and you're listening to Mercury Midday News on Radio UTD.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Mercury Midday News. I'm Kara Santucci, here with Nidhi Gotki in the studio today. Today, we're going to focus on SB 4, the Sanctuary Cities Bill that is heading towards the Texas Legislature House. Before we get into, I'll do a little bit of the background of the bill in case you're listening and you're not sure of what exactly we're talking about, what sanctuary cities mean. But to give you a little outline, Nidhi is going to talk to us about LULAC, which is the, what does that stand for?
So LULAC stands for, I have it right here, it's a pretty long title. It stands for the League of United Latin American Citizens.
Right, and they are a group on campus, and they've spoken to us about their perceptions of the Sanctuary Cities Bill, what they're going to do going forward. We have some documents that they've submitted in response to the bill, and we'll get to all that. And then after that, we're going to be meeting with someone from the Legislative Affairs Committee in Student Government, Alex Holcomb, who will be in about 1:30 to discuss a little bit about what SG is doing in response. But first, the Sanctuary Cities Bill basically proposes to gut funding from local and state entities that don't enforce immigration laws as they are written. And it has passed in the Senate, and it will be moving to the House. That is my understanding. If that's incorrect, I'm really sorry. This is just what I got from the Texas Tribune, because the way that the bureaucracy works passing around the bill is very confusing. But all I know is that it's moved to the House. So this means that people who do not enforce the immigration laws properly are subject to civil fines or to lose grant funding and could occasionally face criminal prosecution depending on the action. The fine for the first incident is at least $1,000, and each subsequent offense would be $25,000 or more. So it's a serious fine. It's a serious issue. The criminal prosecution aspect wouldn't apply to victims or witnesses to crimes. That would be excluded. Public schools or hospital districts, those places are a little bit more protective by nature of their service. So Governor Abbott, who's the governor of Texas, fast-tracked the bill, which allowed lawmakers to hear the bill before the traditional 60-day waiting period, which means this bill could be passed a lot sooner than anyone anticipated. Last Friday, the Senate State Affairs Committee voted 7-2 along party lines to advance the bill to punish local government entities, and this also includes college campuses, which is why we're talking about it, who refuse to cooperate with the immigration laws as they're written. So with that, because this could severely impact students on campus, DACA or others, doesn't necessarily have to be Latin American students, but it could severely impact that community. It could also result in a loss of funding from UTD if, for whatever reason, immigration laws are not seen to be carried out in the way that the Texas legislature sees fit. So basically, it could have a serious impact. And part of that was why we talked to LULAC. So do you want to give a little introduction about LULAC?
Yeah. So LULAC, again, just to reiterate, they're the League of United Latin American Citizens. And in collaboration with other organizations with a majority Hispanic students, but not necessarily focusing on just Hispanic or Latin American students, LULAC collaborated with the Mexican-American Student Organization, College Democrats, Sigma Lambda Gamma, Omega Delta Phi, and the Association of Latino Professionals for America, as well as Minority Association of Pre-Med Students, to work on a petition asking the university to make public statements coming out in support of DACA or undocumented students and the achievements of these students at UT Dallas. And by DACA, we mean deferred action for childhood arrivals. And also to declare that the university will protect the information of our DACA and undocumented students if requested by the federal government under any laws that could come up. And this petition was drafted and submitted last semester around December 12, 2016. And this petition is particularly more relevant now because of the bill that's moved to the Texas House, SB4. So we kind of got in touch with LULAC and asked them what the update was on the result of this petition and the 500 signatures that they were able to collect on it. And the president of LULAC, Marlene Martinez, said that she and Cesar Segura, who's the president of ALFA, which is another professional organization for, it's advertised as being for Latino professionals, but it's it can be for any student on campus. But those two leaders met with President Benson last Friday just to talk about where the university stands in terms of the petition that was filed. And what they told me in an interview today was that the president is, you know, willing to support DACA and undocumented students in any way that the university can. And in terms of, you know, revealing or providing information on DACA or undocumented students, those students are protected by FERPA laws, which say that the university can't provide any information that that individual particularly doesn't sign off on. So whatever entity is, I guess, looking for a student's immigrant status or anything of that sort, they would have to get specific permission from that student in signature form in order to get that information. And the university can't release it until then.
Yeah, and I'll interject here to read what we did an interview with Larry Zacharias, who is the UTD chief of police, last semester about this particular issue at the end of last semester. And what he said was, quote, "What most people don't realize is that most immigration violations are civil and not criminal, so we actually don't have any authority to enforce them. So the act of crossing the border is a criminal act. The act of remaining of the country then illegally is civil. So we don't take civil enforcement, and on a campus we have no reason to ask anyone what their immigration status is." So it sounds like that's sort of the way that they can get around the lack of enforcement of immigration laws. They can just say this is not in our jurisdiction. But the problem, I think, where it gets hairy and complicated is that this bill sort of proposes to threaten criminal prosecution for those that don't enforce immigration laws. So it kind of remains to be seen, and that's why we're struggling. We're working on getting in touch with Dr. Benson, the president, who's been out of town as of late, to kind of see, because, you know, he said when you were just mentioning that, he said they'll do what they can.
Right.
I think what remains to be seen is what can they do? And how much are they willing to do? Because, like, it's a very serious repercussion out there, you know? I mean, it's not something to be taken lightly. Like, our school is a public school, and it gets a lot of money from grant funding federally and otherwise, especially by nature of our research institution. And especially if we're growing, too, you know? If we're a growing university, we need state and federal money. So it's going to be interesting to see how the administration kind of weighs those two important aspects of our university. I would say that based on what UTD police has said, students who might be at risk are maybe a little less at risk just because they said that this is not something they are going to enforce.
Yeah, and in my interview with Marlene and Cesar today, actually, they mentioned that, you know, if you don't have a criminal record or if you're not engaging in criminal acts, there really should be no reason for any police authority on campus to be questioning you or your immigrant status or just anything about where you're from or anything like that. So if there were to be a case of a crime being committed on campus and your immigrant status comes up in the line of questioning for that, then you would be referred to a Richardson police authority, and that case would be dealt with then by Richardson PD, not the police department here at UT Dallas.
Right, and there are ways, though, that I think that what has happened county by county is that the mayors can, there is the ability for the Texas legislature to adjust the expectations of the police officers in different counties, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that could be on the table. So it just sort of, I feel like it's going to come down to a lot of semantics. If the UTD PD are like, we only do criminal enforcement, we can't ask about immigration, then that might be something that could change in their bylaws, potentially, if someone is really, really motivated to change that. However, it's interesting to note that UTD is not labeled as a sanctuary campus.
Yeah.
There are universities that specifically say, we're a sanctuary campus, we're not interested in your immigration status, you're here. UTD is not one of those campuses.
And also, with the petition that LULAC filed with Dr. Benson, they made it a point to clarify that they didn't ask for UTD to declare itself as a sanctuary campus. It was just to recognize those two things that I read earlier, which was to make a public statement coming out in support of DACA and undocumented students, and to declare that the university will protect the information of those of said students. And some might argue that, you know, those are basically the criteria to call yourself a sanctuary campus, but LULAC was very particular in the sense that that's not how they want it worded.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a smart move legally.
Yeah.
Because establishing yourself as a sanctuary campus opens yourself up to specific fines and funding cuts because of the way the rhetoric of the law, the way that it's written. So, I mean, it's still important to know that we're talking about a hypothetical situation. It hasn't passed. But it's a real threat in the sense that it is getting fast-tracked in a way that laws traditionally are not fast-tracked. Mm-hmm. It would be interesting to learn more about why it's being fast-tracked, what the push is from. And I've heard that this has to do something with, it is tied to SB 6 in certain mm-hmm. ways, the transgender bathroom bill, the so-called transgender bathroom bill. And it's kind of like they want one of these two passed, and they're going to fast-track whichever one
they can
that
get
they
through.
Think has a better shot. Yeah, I mean, state politics. It's interesting. But so it's important to know that this could become a reality in the next couple of weeks. But I think, you know, as I said, what remains to be seen is what UTD can do on an administrative level to protect their students if they're interested in protecting students in this particular way, and how much of a concern is the funding cut. I think those are all the big things that the Mercury will be looking into over the next couple of weeks, especially as the law potentially is passed and rolled out. So we can take another quick music break. Do you have anything to add before we go?
As of now, that's about it. But I can talk a little bit about some of the things that LULAC, in collaboration with Alpha and possibly SG even, later in the semester are going to be putting on some events that have to do with making everyone aware of their rights and kind of teaching them about immigration law and where things stand in terms of just policies that people need to be aware of. So LULAC will be putting on an immigration forum in collaboration with the community or the Office of Community Engagement. And I believe SG is also hosting something called Know Your Rights. So these are just things to look forward to and get involved with.
Okay, and with that, we're going to take a quick music break with some new music for you guys to listen to. And when we come back, we will be sitting down with SG Senator Alex Holcomb of the Legislative Affairs Committee. So stick around.
Hi, I'm Summer LaBelle, and I'm the sports editor at UTD Mercury, and you're listening to Mercury Midday News on Radio UTD.
So, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Radio UTD, the student-run radio station for the University of Texas at Dallas, streaming live from the Student Union located in Richardson, Texas. So we have some guests in the studio with us. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves, your name, and what part of SGU you're in?
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Alex Holcomb. I'm a member of the Legislative Affairs Committee with SG.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Sungar Ideas, and I'm also with Legislative Affairs.
Awesome. So you guys kind of have an idea of what we're going to be talking about today. We kind of introduced already before you got here we introduced SB4, which is the, some may call it the anti-sanctuary city/campus bill, and that's been pushed to the Texas House now. So I guess, what has the Legislative Affairs Committee discussed about SB4 so far in your meetings?
Yeah, so we've kind of formulated the basis of, I guess, just the way the SG really feels about it in general, which would basically just mean that, you know, we realize that the U.S. is a sovereign nation and, you know, its borders and laws need to be respected, but there are a lot of undocumented students who we don't feel should necessarily be held to the same standard because they came over as children and they didn't have as much of control over their situation. We feel like the bill, I guess, sort of would unfairly augment those students' ability to learn on this campus based on something that they had no control over. We're pretty against it.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys going to be sitting down and writing a resolution or anything like that?
Well, as far as a resolution, we're not completely sure. The whole Senate would have to vote on that, and mm-hmm. we'd have to bring it up in discussion. But the Legislative Affairs Committee right now, we're really, really just trying to get every single representative in the area their written statements on it. We're posting them all online. So if any student wants to go see what their representative thinks about it, then we're able to, you know, do that. We're just trying to make sure that all the students are informed right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, currently we're tracking it extremely well. We're going to find out exactly where everyone's positions on it, just as Alex said. Mm-hmm. We're trying to make sure that students know what the resources available are to them. And overall, if it comes through all the way, we could potentially pass a resolution against this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you did mention, like, these DACA and undocumented students who had no control over the situation. Has SG talked to, you know, students that are in the situation or hold a DACA or undocumented student status?
Well, we haven't talked or asked any students mm-hmm. specifically if they were undocumented students, but we have spoken to the LULAC representative and many, I guess, students that would be affected by this, whether it just be within their family mm-hmm. or, you know, elsewhere. But overwhelmingly, the students that come to us, you know, their situations are, I guess, they're situations in which, you know, compassion we feel like should sort of be should be taking the higher road, and we should be making sure that, you know, these students are, they feel included in our campus, that, you know, they understand that, you know, they have a place to feel safe and to, you know, be able to learn just the same way that we are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Every student here on UT Dallas is important to us, and we will be on their side 100%.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned LULAC. So I actually met with the president of LULAC earlier today, and she mentioned that SG will be hosting a sort of, information session along the lines of Know Your Rights. Do you guys have any further information you can give us on that?
Not particularly. That sounds like a pretty new project. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we have too many of the details formulated on that one right now.
And I guess moving on from that, UTD hasn't declared itself a sanctuary city, although LULAC did file a petition for UTD to recognize certain things about DACA and undocumented students last semester. How will this bill impact UT Dallas without having declared itself a sanctuary city?
Yeah.
Or sanctuary campus, my bad.
Yeah, so SB4, there's a few parts of it that are really crucial to, I guess, the way that it would affect us. One is it allows local law enforcement to actually question immigration status, which they aren't able to do right now. But, you know, if the bill were to pass, then they would be able to. And then it also removes state funding for cities and educational institutions that would declare themselves as sanctuary cities, which that term really just means that the executives in charge of it decline to enforce a lot of the immigration laws. I guess now UT Dallas would fall under that category. We would lose a lot of our funding, and it would affect us in that sense. Whether we self-define as a sanctuary campus or not, that's the way that the state of Texas would see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
we haven't officially declared ourselves a sanctuary city. However, just as Alex said, we would be viewed as one. The bill specifically mentions that colleges would be required to agree and follow this. And if we don't, we'd lose state funding. However, President Trump put out an executive order limiting federal funding. So we would be effectively out of federal and state funding should we not comply with mm-hmm. these laws. Furthermore, police officers aren't allowed to. They're actually required. So officials or college enforcement would be required to hold these people until ICE verified what their immigration status is.
So UTDPD would then have to comply with not necessarily questioning someone about their immigrant status, but having them talk to ICE. That would be where UTDPD would play that role, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry, hello. This is Kara. We're a little cramped in studio. I was going to ask, we've talked to UTDPD Police Chief Larry Zacharias, who said that UTDPD is solely interested in pursuing criminal violations, and as of now, staying in a country illegally is a civil violation. So would this bill, if you guys are talking about the police having a different role regarding immigration status, does that mean it's changing the role of campus police?
Yes. So you're exactly right. Immigration law is civil law right now, but with this bill, local law enforcement, whether that be on campus or just, you know, basically as long as the law enforcement is recognized by the state of Texas, then those police officers would be able to also go under civil law as well and start questioning your immigration status and things like that. It doesn't necessarily mean that they are required to question your immigration status. It just means that they're allowed to. But if they are aware of your immigration status being undocumented, they are required to, put you through the whole process of talking to ICE.
Okay. So they're the kind of the mediator to get you through with local authorities.
Yes.
Okay. And going off of that, has SG reached out to President Benson or other members of administration for how they want to proceed with this if the bill were to go through?
No, not so far. We've mostly just talking to the LULAC representatives, which have talked to Dr. Benson.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working pretty closely with that organization trying to, you know, get our feet under this bill.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if we reached out to them soon, though, because it has been passed through the Senate. It's been received by the House. There's an identical bill in the House, so it's moving very quickly.
Right. Yeah, we were talking earlier about how Governor Abbott fast-tracked the bill. But going off of the whole President Benson thing, through LULAC, we didn't talk to Benson directly due to his being out of town this week, but LULAC reported to us after their meeting with President Benson that he said that they would do all they could as a university and an administration to help students who were undocumented. But it seems like via the wording of the bill, that would be kind of a limited power. So, like, what sort of things, I mean, I'm not asking you to put words in his mouth, but from the perspective of SG, like, what is within the power of the administration to help undocumented students?
If the bill were to pass?
Yeah.
You know, I'm quite frankly not sure because a lot of those faculty would be held in very, very important roles, right? I would assume that if any of them broke the law, then they would be held responsible for that. And I know that the university definitely doesn't want anything to happen to these undocumented students. And, you know, as far as what the loopholes are, I'm not completely sure. but I'm sure that we still have to uphold the law.
Right. And when I was talking to the president of Blue Lock earlier today, she mentioned that Dr. Benson, they actually met last Friday to talk about the petition they had filed last semester. But basically he said that there are already laws in place, you know, the FERPA laws, that don't allow the university to hand out information about students without the student's signed permission. Mm-hmm. So I guess would this kind of override FERPA laws, in a sense, from the way that you're describing it?
So FERPA is a federal law. Federal does override state.
Right.
But with the executive that we have, I wouldn't expect that to be the case for very long, even if it is... Even if it does protect undocumented students.
Right.
But you're, I'm not completely sure on what that is. That'd be interesting to know.
Yeah. So we're going to transition into a quick music break, and we'll be back with more information.
Cried upon your shoulder. Scott R. Milley, and I'm the web editor for the UTD Mercury, and you're listening to Mercury Midday News on Radio UTD.
So, welcome back again. We were, before we took a break, we were kind of discussing SB4 and the potential impact it could have on UTD's campus, and while we were on break, we were actually talking about another sort of almost a partner bill. So Alex, could you kind of introduce that and talk a little bit about what SG's thoughts are about that one?
Yeah, for sure. So the other bill is House Bill 767. It's a very, very simple bill. So what it would be doing is basically all undocumented students that now pay in-state tuition would be held accountable to pay out-of-state tuition. And that's really just the extent of what that bill does.
And what that looks like is when students apply, they need to submit their evidence that they are in-state, otherwise they will be considered out-of-state.
So if a student's already enrolled, would that change the tuition they pay for the remainder of their college career? Or is it just for incoming students according to the bill?
That would probably...
I didn't see any language pertaining to specifically changing your status, but it's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. And I guess what process is that bill in currently, or what stage in the process is that bill in currently? We know that SB4 has been passed from the Texas Senate to the House, so could you kind of speak on?
Yeah, so I think it's out of committee, mm-hmm. and it's being scheduled to be brought up on the floor,
okay.
Like a lot of these bills are.
Right.
You know, they have quite a bit of backup, but it's left committee.
Mm-hmm. So. I guess in that sense, is SG playing on anything? You guys said that you were going to possibly consider a resolution for SB4. What about this other House bill that you just introduced?
We would have to say no. If we put out a resolution against every bill, it would definitely make all the resolutions less noteworthy.
Right.
In particular, bills that are this early in, it's not wise to put anything out because they just might fail on the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just wait it out and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, like, the opposite valence of that, too, goes with SB4. Like, is it realistic to get out a resolution in time for SB4, considering how fast it's been moving through the House and the Senate?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the point of a resolution, and, you know, people may not feel the same as my own personal beliefs on this one, but a resolution is really just standing in solidarity with, a certain population. Right now we're passing a resolution in solidarity with the LGBT community, you know. I don't think that the obviously the intent is to discourage people from voting for this bill, but I think that the more important part is making sure that our own students feel that we're on the same page as them.
You're going on record saying this is how the student government feels about UTD.
Yes, yes.
And the bill.
Yeah.
Bill in conjunction. So I guess we could talk a little bit about, so my understanding through talking with Christian Filsoof, who's the head of the committee, and Adam Richards, who's another senator on the committee, you guys discussed this bill at your last committee meeting this past Tuesday?
Yes.
Yeah, that's when it came up. What was that discussion like? Was everyone pretty much on the same page about how you felt about it? Was there a debate?
No, there wasn't any debate over... you know, how we felt on it. You know, the statement that I gave at the beginning of this interview is, you know, pretty much the same view that we all shared. The discussion was more focused around, the LULAC representative that came in. We were trying to, I guess, just talk to her and make sure that, you know, we were both on the same page on how we were going to combat this, where we move forward with it, and just in general, how do we notify the student population to talk to their own representative about this bill.
Right. So, Will, a part of that, I know in response to the immigration executive order that came out, SG sort of came forward and talked to us and said, the campus attorney is here. Is this going to be a similar thing that's propagated throughout the student body? Like, we have campus attorneys for exactly this purpose. Is that information SG is thinking important to get out if this should pass?
Yes, definitely. So the immigration attorney that we have right now is very busy, given recent circumstances. But you know, any bill that goes through that changes this the status of any immigrant person You know, we obviously want to make sure that they have the contact information. So if anybody questions them on their rights or, you know, gives a questionable, I guess, decision to them, then they have every single opportunity and resource to make the right decision for them. And, you know, if you go online on UTD's website, you know, we have all this contact information up there. We also have written statements for a lot of these representatives so that we can, you know, make sure that the student body knows what their own representative thinks about this. You know, SGU right now, we don't want to decide for anybody, but we want to make sure that students have every opportunity to decide for themselves how they feel about this bill.
Precisely. We're actually working on compiling all the resources that students could possibly use so that they will be extremely well-informed and understand how this will affect them.
Could you kind of give us a timeline on when students can expect all that information to go live on your website?
Yeah, so right now so the people within the committee have been talking to representatives that we've given to each person. The letters keep on coming in periodically because a lot of these offices are really backed up right now since there's been a lot of discussion over a lot of different things. I know that there have been a few that have already emailed some in. Some give actually like handwritten letters. Some representatives just prefer to talk, you know, personally over the phone. It's all just kind of trickling in right now. So I can't give a definite timeline because I don't know, I guess, what their own timelines look like. But hopefully within the next few weeks to about a month, we'll have all this stuff up. And then the information for the immigration attorney is already there.
Right. I was going to ask, in our last few minutes, we have to wrap up in a little bit, but on a more personal level, we've been talking to you guys a lot lately about these various different things you were here for. Sangar was here with Adam for the bathroom bill discussion. You're here for this discussion. There's been a lot going on. Is it hard to be on the Legislative Affairs Committee right now? Is this uncharacteristic?
It is an extremely busy time. However, this is an excellent opportunity for us to make sure that we are completely on par with other universities on how to deal with these issues and make sure that we are reaching out to these students and helping them realize and understand the implications of these bills for them.
Yeah, I'd have to say that it is very easy to become discouraged given a lot of the headlines recently. My own personal view is that, you know, I've never seen this many students involved in politics, whether it be, you know, dissenting against the people that are in office right now or just saying, you know, standing in affirmation of what the person in office is saying. We've never had a more engaged student body, and I think that this is a really, really unique opportunity to make sure that everybody does, you know, have that flame of passion, you know, lit up, and make sure that every single person can go out there and you know, stand for what they believe in. SG is really only the arbiter of making sure that information reaches the students.
Right. Is this sort of complicated work, having a full docket, is this why you got into student government? Is it fulfilling for you guys on a more, I know this is more personal, but it's curious to me that you guys have been doing a lot of work.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, whenever I joined student government, I specifically requested the Legislative Affairs Committee because I'm an economics major myself. I really, really enjoy politics. And I just wanted to just kind of get out there and share my own passion for politics with people. But then the current administration was elected, and I think that our goal has kind of shifted from getting people involved to making sure that people are involved in the right way. Like I said earlier, it's a pretty unique time to be on the Legislative Affairs Committee, and I think we're doing a pretty excellent job at making sure that these students have every opportunity available.
I joined student government to make a difference, and so what bigger difference can you possibly make than putting out public statements to the government, talking about how we're going to be standing with our students, protecting them, and walking with them all the way. So if anything, this is just an incredible opportunity for me to try to change people's lives and try to change the campus.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex Holcomb and Sangar Ideas. We really appreciate you guys. They're from the Legislative Affairs Committee with Student Government. We have been Mercury Midday News. I'm Kara Santucci. That's Nitty Gaggi over there. Go on UTD Mercury's Facebook to watch the live video we've been posting with Sungar and Alex. But until next time, hope you guys have a great day. If you have any questions or if you'd like to contribute to the show, your statements, your feelings on the matter, please follow Merc Midday News, M-E-R-C Midday News, spelled the normal way.
The Mercury Midday News is produced by Kara Santucci and co-hosted by Nitty Gottke. The MMN is a converged product of The Mercury, the student-run newspaper at the University of Texas at Dallas and Radio UTD. Music credits Ben Sound and PurplePlanet.com.
Hi, I'm Summer LaBelle, and I'm the sports editor at UTD Mercury, and you're listening to Mercury Midday News on Radio UTD.